Zog the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey, Omed Aleph. There's a top of the Omed. Eilu Dvorim, Shadom Yoytze Ben Yedei Chavosa BePesach. These are the types of wheat or flour that a person could use in order to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Matzah. Zog Rashi, Mishum Choyvaz Matzah B'layla Rishoyno, Shum Mechuyav Lecho Matzah K'chisi B'Erev Techno Matzahs. What grains could be used for matzah? Zog the Mishnah, Bechitim, Chitim is wheat. Beseoirim, Seoirim is barley. Kusmin, Kusmin is spelt. Shipun, Shipun is rye. Veshiboileshual, Shiboileshual is oats. These are the five grains. That happens to be what they call gluten or gluten-free are not all these five grains. They call oats gluten-free. So it's a big nafkamina. A person sometimes goes and wants to find out for ingredients on chometz and lines and hashgachas. Oats is chometz. Masha'enken, when they might call it gluten-free, doesn't mean there's no chometz in there, in the ingredient. So shibor l'shul is oats, is one of the chamesh saminim, even though they call it gluten-free. V'yoytzin b'demai. And likewise, a person could be yoytza. We're not talking about the type of grain now, we're talking about the type of the status of it. V'yoytzin b'demai. Even if the chamesh saminim were from demai, they were bought from an amah oretz, and we're not sure if it's ma'usa or not, yoytza, it's a suffix. You have Maisa Rishon of the Levium that the Truma was taken out off of it. They took the Truma's Maisa and they gave it to the Kohen. So now it's Mutter. So obviously it's Mutter, but the Mishnah is going to say Lafuke when it's not Nitla Trumosai. And likewise, Maisa Sheni and Hekdash, that the Maisa Sheni were, you employed it. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, but you employed it. And likewise, Hekdash, that was Nifta, Vakahanim Bechalo. Kahanim Bechalo of a Truma. Kahanim, Chala belongs to them. Truma belongs to them. Obviously, Yisrael cannot eat Truma, so he can't be Yoytze Matzah with Matzah made out of Truma. But a Kohen could be Yoytze with Matzah made out of Truma. Now, why is Yisrael excluded from matzah from truma? Besides the lav of truma, Zokt Rashi, Ava Yisrael betruma loy kedi alaf lekamon loy seichal olav chometz shivizom metechal olav matzahs. Mi sheinu muzer al chimutzoi ela mishum chometz ati yotze b'dei chovez matzah. Yotze zeh she'osem achmas isa acher. If you have another iser besides the iser of chometz, you're not yotze mishum matzah. Mi she muzer only because of the iser of b'altechal chometz, then you're yotze as matzah. Mashek in Yisrael betruma is also for a different issue too. So a koyen bechala v'truma. So that's all the things that you could be yotze with. Zok the Mishnah, however, avaloi b'tevel. Tevel that mice and trumas were never taken off. So it's also even for kahanim too. V'loi b'mice rishon shlenit truma. Soi, mice rishon. That it was never taken off the truma to give to the koyen. So it's also. V'loi b'mice sheni v'hekdish shaloi niftu. So, Maisa Sheni, there was never Nifta. So, it's no good. Even Chutz Yerushalayim, it's no good. Oh, Zog Rashi, V'loi Maisa Sheni, Chutz Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni, Chutz Yerushalayim. Right. V'loi Maisa Sheni, Chutz Yerushalayim. V'hekdash Shaloi Niftu. Chalos HaToida. Now, the Toida had matzahs amongst the breads. So, what if you have the matzah from the Toida? Could those could be yotze mitzvahs matzah with those? Zog the Mishnah chalas atoydim rikike nozir, and likewise nozir. The nozir's rikikim had also matzah, also laatzmoi. Meaning, if he made the lechem toyde and the nozir for himself, so then what? Ein yotze behen. Then he's yatz, not yotze. The Gemara is going to explain the reason. Also, limko b'shuk, masha'enkein. If he made it in order to sell in the shuk for lach metoydim for nazirim, so then he's yoitza before he sells it. Meaning, he takes it off the the table before he sells it, then he's yoytze, and he's going to differentiate the difference. Zok der Gemara. Now we don't take chameshim. I mean, we take, if someone needs spelt matzah, he takes spelt matzah. But we take chitim, regular matzah, we take chitim, because that is the most chavivis by a person. Has to be lit oven, so we make sure that it's what's edible and tasty. Zok di Gemara Tana Kusmin Min Chitin. The Mishnah said Kusmin is spelt. So which family does spelt belong to? Spelt is a min of chitin. It's a type of wheat. Shibola shual, which is oats. Veshipun, which is barley, is min seorin. It's a type of seorin. I'm sorry. Shibola shual, which is oats. Veshipun, which is rye, is min seorin. It's a type of barley. So which family, which category does it belong to? So oats and rye are part of barley. And spelt is part of wheat. Zok di Gemara. Now, what does it mean it's part of it? What is that legeia for? It's which family, which makes difference, which family it's in. So there is a discussion, the Michas Chinuch and others. Let's say you take matzah, a half a kazayas of spelt, and a half a kazayas of oats. Are you yoytze or not? Is it considered chamesh min hadogim, so the mitzar of one to another? Or maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's the same min. So those that are from the same barley, so that itaka between Ryan and Ryan and oats, so that's the same mishpacha. That's both oirin. And those that are from chitin, so mele those are mitzuruf. That's the suffix of the Michas Chinuch. Le'inyan that. Now Tosfos discusses, or he brings Rashi, le'inyan de'ein tormim min al she'ein aminoi. When it comes to truma, you have to be turned min al minoy. Can't be turned min al she'ed minoy. So it's the geya which min it is. It's the geya for hafroshes truma. But could be it's the geya for the etz machilas matz. Zog di Gemara. Kusmin. Now the Gemara says, Kusmin, we said was spelled, is gulba. Gulba, like Rashi says, is spilt to belaz, which is spelt. So he's just teaching what kusmin is. Shipun, we said is rye. Dishra, Rashi says shigla, which is rye. Shibayla shuel, which we say is oats. Zogt Gemara, shvili tala. Zogt Rashi, shvili tala, avaina. Targum shal shuel. Zogt Gemara. Hani in. It's mashma only chamesh min adog in your yoitza. Oiches v'doichen loy. Mashenke in rice and millet. You're not yoitza with? Menani mili. How do you know that rice is excluded? O magab shemen lokish v'chein tonet v'chein b'shmol v'chein tonet v'chein b'lezer bin yankiv. O makro loy sechel olav chomeitz. Shivaz yomim techel olav matzois. Tvor ma boim l'dei chimutz. Something that can rise. O dem yoitza min eichavaz b'matzah. Yotzu elu. Shame boy in the day chimuts, el in the day sirachoin. Eventually they don't rise, they spoil. So mele doesn't come to the chimuts, so you're not yoitzer. So you're not yoitzer with oil and deichen. Zog, the Gemara Masis in the lake of Yechem and Nuri. The Mishnah is clearly not like Yechem and Nuri. Why? The Omar, oires min dog on who? Oires is a regular grain. Vichayovin al chimuts, oi kores, and yechayev on the chimuts kores. That's a Yechem and Nuri shita. The Tanya Rabbi Yechem and Uri, also, Be'oiches v'doichen, he asks, Be'oiches v'doichen, why? B'mnei she'korav l'hachmitz. He doesn't allow matz made from Oiches v'doichen, because it's korav l'hachmitz. It's very close to be machmitz. That means it's very prone to be machmitz. Now the Gemara got to ask the question, what does it mean korav l'hachmitz? Ibailu. Shekorav lahachmitz, meaning the kodmu machmitz, like we said, it's prone to be machmitz, it's very close and quick and hastily machmitz, so you can't make matz out of it. Oidilma korav lahachmitz, have a chomitz, korav lahachmitz, have a chomitz gomeloi have. Or maybe korav lahachmitz, it's almost chomitz. It doesn't turn to chomitz.
It's almost chametz.
And that's why he didn't allow it. It's korv lahachmitz. It's a closer thing to chametz. But it's not chametz. Malkoponim, Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, ases ba'oiras v'doichen, ben shkorv lahachmitz. So, Mashenkin, our Mishnah, we were medayik in the Mishnah, hani in, oiras v'doichen loy. Oiras v'doichen, the Gemara said, are not machmitz. Because it says, you only yoitze matzah, so our Mishnah were medak the oil v'doichen not boiling the chimutz, and Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says fakert, it's very prone to become chometz. So be'etzim yoytze matzah, you have to be careful because it's very probable it can turn into chometz. But a kaparim it's machmitz and you yoytze dechavosai, and our Mishnah clearly says you're not yoytze dechavosai because it's not machmitz at all, and you're not yoytze with something that is not machmitz. So clearly our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. Now we have a suffix in Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. What's the pshat in korv lahachmitz? Does korv lahachmitz mean that it's memayel lahachmitz and it's very prone to be machmitz? Or korv lahachmitz means that it's not chometz gomer. It's korv lahachmitz, but it doesn't turn into chometz. So this suffix the Gemara now is going to be poshed. Zok tomorrow toshma the Tanya om Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri oyres min dogenu v'chayov na chimutz koreis. It says clearly yechayv chimutz koreis. So we see clearly it's machmitz. It's not pshat. It's not machmitz. It's close to it. It is machmitz. Chayom nachimutz ekor is clearly that's machmitz. So it's memayel lahachmitz, and we push it the two tzedodim. What's pshat in korv lahachmitz? Then the Gemara fears always. V'cheinu Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri oimer karmis is chayavas bechalo. Karmis is a type of dog and chayav in chalo. My karmis om rabai shitzniso. My shitzniso om rapopa shitzniso de mishtakro beni kalniso. And Rashi says it's a type of black seed that's ogled, that's circular, like doichen. Al kaponim, we see it's a grain and it's chayav in chala. And Bal kaponim, we lagabit it sofik in oiz v'doichen when poshit.
Omer Rabba bachanum reish lokish.
Oh, so that's the Maisa Oiz V'Doichen. So this is really the big machloik is the Ramon and Mechaba, the Rambam. Is Oiz Mutter on Pesach or not? We don't pass like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. Because we say Masis and Loik Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. We don't pass like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri. So Zok the Rambam, Oiz is Mutter on Pesach. Ashkenazim, the Ramon, we do not eat Oiz, even though the Halach is not like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, but we're Machmir. Either because of the tzad of Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, or because it's something that looks like grain. It grows like grain. The bread that's made out of it, like grain, looks like regular bread. So if you make matzah out of the oiras, it looks like it. So that would be one reason. But the other reason would be that even if you don't make bread out of it, the etzim raw oiras would also be asa. What we call kidneys. The etzim oiras is asa. Not because it looks like bread. Rice doesn't look like bread. When you make rice bread, it looks like bread. So that would be the reason why we also to make something, a dish out of the oiras that looks like bread. But that would mean many things look like bread. Today you have pizza, matzah also, it looks like bread. But the point is, oiras, Ashkenazim, acid, because of the gezeg of kidneys, either because we choshev Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, or because it looks like bread when you bake it, taka. Or because be'etzim, we acid it like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, and then even roar biyosa. Zok the Gemara Omer Shlokish, Isa sheni loy shabiyayin v'shemen. If you have an Isa, a dough that was niloisha, it was kneaded biyayin v'shemen dvash, which is really wine, oil, or honey, which we call matzah ashira. It was niloisha biyayin v'shemen dvash. Ein chayov na chimutzei kores. You're not chayov kores on chimutzei. It's not chometz. Now, we know it's not called matz. It's lechem oini. That's for sure not, because it's matz ashira. But now the Gemara is saying you're not chayov chimutzei kores. So that's why Taka, according to this, matz ashira, you're allowed to eat on Pesach, just you're not yoytzi dechavosa b'matzah, because it's not matz. It's not lechem oini. Nafkamina would be on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, if you eat it for Shal Shudas, if you eat it after this man, or Nafkamina for Cholim, Legabi Etzem on Pesach, they can eat it easier, let's say. So Mitzad Kores, Mitzad Chometz, it's not. But Mitzad Lechemoini, I've had it, they can be Yoitz either. Yosef Rapop Ravuna Bered Rav Shua Kamed Ravidi Baravin, Yosef Ravidi Baravin Komen Amnem. He was dozing off.
Omer Rav Huna b'gein Rav Shul, Rav Papa, my time at Resh Lakish, what's the reason that Issa shen loy shebi yayin shem nedvash, inat chayv koreis, Omer leid, Omer ko, loy sechel olav chomeitz, dvorim shalom yoytze midei chavosa b'matza, when you chayv koreis, something that you yoytze b'matza, and since you're being at yoytze b'matza, was not lechem oini, so then you, only then you chayv koreis, chayv olav chomeitze koreis, v'ho hoil v'enem yoytze b'yei chavosa, since you're not yoytze b'matza with it, davle matza ashira, so we're making chorus dependent on lechem oini. If it's not called lechem oini, you're not chayv chorus on chimutzai. Not that it's not machmitz, you're not chayv chorus because it's not lechem oini. You're yoytzi lechem oza matzah, so then you're chayv chorus. But you're not yoytzi lechem oza matzah, you're not chayv chorus on chimutzai. Zog the morah, eis v'rav unabrei rabishu el rapopa, himcheu v'gomai is, if let's say, you took a flower, and you hit him, and you soften it in water, the gomoy, and then you swallowed it. You drank flour basically with water. Im chometzu, if it's chometz, if it was machmetz, ein onish kores. You're onish kores. Vim matzu, ein onim yoytzi dechvos of Pesach. You're not gonna be yoytzi. You know why you're not yoytzi? It's not a ma'is achila. You swallowed it whole. You need a ma'is achila. It's not a ma'is achila. It's not a derech achila. Matzah through an IV and a yoytze. So ein yoytze chavosai. So here we see our koponim clearly that even though you're not yoytze, you're chayim chemutze chorus. So we see it's not tol zebezeh. V'hocha deinon mi yoytze dech chavosai b'matzah. You're not yoytze matzah. Why? Because it's not called a ma'is achila when you swallow it. V'chayom chemutze chorus. And yet you're chayim chemutze chorus. So we see clearly, you swallow flour in water, imcheyu, you chayv chorus if it's chometz, but you're not yoytze de matzah. So it's not tol zebezeh. So why would meperes, yayin shemen and dvash, isa sheniloisha, why would you not be chayv chorus? Because you're not yoytze matzah. Here we see, you're not yoytze matzah and you're still chayv chorus. So this took place while Ravidi ba'avin was menamnem. Itayabo Ravidi ba'avin. He woke up from his doze. Omalu, daideki, kleinchika, children. Hainu time the Resh Lakish. The reason of Resh Lakish is the reason why not chayim achimutzei koros. Not because you're not yoytze matzah. No, time the Resh Lakish shum dahavelu mei peiros. Zok the molam and helmet days umei peiros ein machmitzin. Simple reason: you're not chayev achimutzei koros because not machmitz. Mei peiros aren't machmitz. That's why you're not chayev. Not because you're not yoytze nechavosoi. Avadi could be something not yoytzi dechavosoi and yichayv koros. The reason why you're not chayv koros because not machmitz. So that's really Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam. Now this is Tosis on the top over here says lischayv koros. You're not chayv chmutzei koros, but lav isbe. So this will mean that you chayv a lav on egg matzah. But lemaisi we don't pass it like that. Tosis on the bottom brings. All in the bottom, Avraham Rabbeinu Tam noag hetta bedovo, voyenoyeg lechol be'erav. Toys Amid Beis on the bottom, voyenoyeg lechol be'erav Pesach acha abeshoyis ugesh and eloishe bebeim. V'hori kaminu biyushalmi oichol matzah be'erav Pesach kodesh zmano kilo boyel lesos beis chomiv hayna matzah ruyel tzbei chavosoi v'zu matzah shiru. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam that's brought down in Avim Pesachim also that on erav Pesach, for instance, let's say on a Shabbos, we had to eat. So even after Abba Shoyz, he used to eat it, because Taka, it's not considered a boil, because he's not Yoytze Balaylo, but at the same time, it's not Chayv Chemutzei Kores, because it's Ein Machmitzin. And he held that it wasn't, not like, Toys once said that it's a lav, there is, but not a lav, not Kores, it's Korev Lachmitz. But Amai say, not Chayv, we don't stam eat it. We don't stam eat it because it's prone. It's possible. It's easier for it to be machmitz, but the ma'aser you're not chayv chemutzei kores. It's a machmitzin. The Gemara says meperos a machmitzin. So the ma'aser it's mutter to be eaten, but avadi not yoytzi chavosoi because it's matzah ashira. It's not lechem oini. We'll stop over here.